a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
So I went to the Hunter, went to this wedding, and we did it in sort of stages. I may or may not take you through in more detail the road trip itself, but the takeaways are Indy and Goldie were really good.
Bless. Yes.
Goldie was amazing.
Yeah.
Both girls were very, very good, but Goldie was just a real chiller, whereas Indy needed more sort of interaction and snacks and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it's fine. She's older. Anyway, we broke it up in three-hour lots, so 6 hours a day over 2 days, and then same coming back. So we really were only in the Hunter for a couple of days. And one of them was obviously taken up with all wedding stuff. The other day, though, on the way out, we hit a couple of wineries, brewery, and also a wildlife park.
Oh. How's Goldie's palate with the pinos and she enjoy?
Well, I wasn't allowed to buy anything unless she'd signed off on it.
Interesting combo, wineries, brewery, and a wildlife park.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like the only thing to do up there for kids. Like, okay. There's a water park as well, but it rained. Oh, that's the other thing. Oh. It rained the whole time.
Oh, no.
Cheers, New South Wales.
Yeah.
Just another one. Just another thing to add to the list.
Why go there?
Exactly, right?
Why cross the border?
These friends live in Sydney, so they don't get it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so went to the wildlife park up there, the Hunter Valley Wildlife Park, right? And we get to the door, and with my mate and his missus, and my mum and stepdad, because they came with us to babysit whilst we were at the wedding, you know? And then obviously Carly and myself and the girls. And we all got to the door and I just like paid for ours and turned around and said to the other guys, oh, so it's, so I think the girls are free, but it was like $100.
Oh.
So like $100 to get into this wildlife park, which I was imagining to be somewhat akin to Serendip Sanctuary in Lara, where there's like three animals.
Yeah.
And they're just because they accidentally wandered in there. They're not.
A couple of sparrows flew over the fence.
This is the vibe.
This
is the vibe that the Hunter Valley Wildlife Park gives off from the front door. So Mum and Anthony were just like, we've actually got a winery we want to go to.
Yes.
Good
That's
on them.
Well played.
Yeah. We are not paying $100 to get in, like $49 an adult. It's crazy, right? I don't even think Werribee Zoo or Melbourne Zoo is $50 a head. I don't think it's quite that.
I don't know. Yeah. Don't know.
Anyway, so we're like, oh, well, I've already paid, and my mate Matty's just beautiful, and so he's like, yep, we'll pay as well.
That's nice.
I'd be jumping on the winery tour.
Yeah,
exactly, right? But they wanted to hang out with the girls as well, so we all sort of the six of us rolled in. Had been raining, muddy, you know. I was like, oh, this is gonna suck.
positive attitude.
Yeah,
but you know what? They've got everything there. There's like lions and giraffes and like kangaroos and like any animal. Like it's like a proper zoo. Hunter Valley Wildlife Park is not just right. I know. Shut up.
Do they look happy?
Shut up.
I knew that. I
was going to ask you to leave before I told this story, but I don't think
all the animals locked
the
up.
The cool thing, though, they were running free. The lions were chasing the kangaroos. And
what's the cage situation? Are we talking big ones? Or?
So we made our way around to the lions, and as we went around to the lions, there was this. So there is big fences, obviously, to keep the people away from the lions.
Yeah.
And the fences at the top bend in.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so as we came around the corner, I looked up and there was one of those like bush turkey sort of pukahoki whatever birds. And he's like got his head through the fence. And I said to Carly, I pointed out, I was like, he has made a bad life choice.
Oh.
Please. I don't think he's long for this world.
Oh.
Right? Because there's a couple of lions in the cage. And so he then like sort of flew back down to the ground and nothing happened. I was like, oh, maybe I'm wrong because, you know, birds in and
out
of cages.
Oh, boo. Come on, kids. We could have been watching a great little
So anyway, we went around to the next lion enclosure and then that lion started roaring. I was like, oh, that's weird. And so we sort of made our way back to the other lion enclosure and sure enough, the bird, he was no more.
Snacked on!
And so The lioness was like chasing, like running around, and the male lion's like chasing after her, and they're playing around. And then she sat down and started to chew, and he sort of climbed on top of her, and it was all a lot for the kids. Anyway,
oh my God,
this is so good.
Hunter Valley Wildlife Park, man, check it out. So then,
worth the money.
you can feed some of the animals. You can feed like the ostriches and they give you little cups of feed, whatever.
Yeah.
They got goats and stuff. Mm. There's a kangaroo sort of little, it's like a little paddock kind of thing that you can go in and you can hand feed these kangaroos. And they've got all sorts of different colours of kangaroos and albino ones and stuff.
Wow.
And we went to go in and Indy was so keen, went to go in and they're like, hang on a second, we're trying to give one some medicine. So we stood there and watched while all the Steve Irwins all like tried to catch this one to give him his medicine, right?
And then boom, with the dart.
And then, no, well, that's what I was saying. Where's the tranquilizer? An albino one then got out of this little paddock thing. Because we were looking at, like, surely they can jump that fence. Bang, over the fence it goes, and then it's just jumping around the wildlife park. And so all the Steve Irwins run out of the kangaroo enclosure, and they're, like, running down different walkways, and you're like, we're all standing there, like, and Carly is losing her mind. She's like, this is the best part of the whole holiday.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like just walking around, and yeah. Because we're allowed to be sort of still walking around, and this albino kangaroo is like jumping at me full speed.
What?
And so I grab the girls and step out of the way, and it pivots at the last second. It's bouncing past the cheetahs, and the cheetahs are having a go. It's bouncing past the lions.
Yes.
The lions are having a go. I'm like, this is going to end in tears. It's amazing.
This zoo is Hunger Games.
I know, right?
Jurassic Park.
Things got wild at the Hunter Valley Wildlife Park. Anyway,
they
managed to like usher this albino kangaroo back in, and we were not allowed to feed the kangaroos, and so ultimately India was disappointed with the whole experience. Bloody.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Do you know what Skims are?
No.
Do you know what Skims are, Tom?
Yeah, mate.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian's slimming wear.
Yeah, undergarments and now undergarments for outer garment wear and things like that. It's huge. A lot of things come in a lot of different sizes and colours, and there's all different types of shorts, non-shorts, G-strings, bras, blah, 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 blah. Right?
So it's not the ones that like suck everything in.
No,
and
yeah, it is.
Get rid of the jock lines and that sort of stuff.
The
yeah,
jock lines?
Or knicker lines, that sort of thing in a dress.
Keep talking, Lingy.
That's
no VPL.
No,
I think
VPL is
yeah.
what he's saying.
Okay.
Yeah. Gut suckers. That's what I call them.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
False advertising.
Yeah. No, it is not. Although sometimes when I used to wear like, anyway, don't worry about it. I have seen a brand new product that Kim is releasing and I wanted to grab your thoughts on it.
Mm.
Here she is explaining the new range of Skims.
The Earth's temperature is getting hotter and hotter. The sea levels are rising. The ice sheets are shrinking, and I'm not a scientist, but I do believe everyone can use their skill set to do their part. That's why I'm introducing a brand new bra with a built-in nipple, so no matter how hot it is, you'll always look cold. Some days are hard, but these nipples are harder. And unlike the icebergs, these aren't going anywhere.
So they're bras with nipples in it.
I've got so many things to say. One, is she taking the piss out of global warming?
Well, yeah. Well, she's pretending to be a scientist, but also saying I'm not a scientist.
Okay.
But I think about the way how can I explain it for you? Okay, Batman and Robin, the movie with Mr. Freeze.
Yeah.
George Clooney's Batman outfit.
Yes.
With nipples.
They're just. So this is the next evolution of the push-up bra, isn't it?
It's it's nipples on the outside. Now, this was a big deal on Sex and the City years ago when that was still a thing. Like, I mean, it kind of is now, but I'm talking the OG Sex and the City.
Mm-hmm.
Samantha would have little stick-on nipples that she would put in her bra or under her top, and then her nipples would always be on.
On display.
Yeah.
Smuggling Tic Tacs.
I can't wait for... Is there like a Skims men's range where it's sort of more of a codpiece arrangement where it's just filling out that area?
Yeah.
Make eye contact with this.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Now there is a marvellous man who is touring the country and coming to Geelong on the 2nd of March at the Arts Centre at the Playhouse there. And he's known as Cosentino. He joins us on the line now. Morning, Cozzy.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on, mate. Always any opportunity to talk to the magical Cosentino. tell us what have you been up to, mate?
Oh, wow. Well, we've been touring the show all around the country, and we just got back from Singapore. We did a residency there for, I think it was like 3 weeks, playing the Marina Bay Sands. So that was a big endeavor, getting all the equipment over there, the trucks and trailers and everything. Yeah. So, yeah, that's where we've been recently.
Well, this is the Decennium Greatest Hits Tour. Does this mean this is the greatest tricks of your whole career packed into one show?
It is. It is. It's the best of the best. So if you've seen me before, you get the best parts. If you haven't, then hopefully you'll be impressed with what you see. You'd hope so, right? You know, 10 years, a decade of putting it all together. So, but it's a lot of fun, and it was difficult to choose. You know, you can't just have all the most spectacular material or the most dramatic. You know, you've got to have parts that are romantic and parts that are funny. So it was really hard actually putting it all together to come up with the right balance, equilibrium.
So over 10 years, you've had some amazing tricks. And sometimes I got no idea how you come up with some of them. But how do you come up with new stuff? Like, you're sitting around, you're just going, you know what? That's never been done before. What's that process like?
Yeah, it's actually really difficult. And it takes, honestly, to put a new show together, it really takes a minimum of 2 years. Each illusion, each effect is 3 months, and escape is about six. It takes a lot of time. And so we're kind of precious with our material. But look, you can be inspired by effects from the past. So for example, let's say, you know, a classic is sawing someone in half. Well, you know, what could we do to modernize it? How could we make it more baffling, more tricky, more impressive? That's one way. Another way is just, you know, you look around your house and you look at everyday objects and you think, you know, if I really had magical powers, what could I actually do? And then you start from that process and you work backwards, you re-engineer it and figure out, well, obviously it's not, you know, spoiler alert, it's not really magic. I have to accomplish it somehow.
Oh, yeah.
You've got to come up with a method. I know. I'm sorry, kids.
I thought you were just the new Jesus, you know, just these amazing powers.
If I was, I'd be in the Bahamas right now, sipping cocktails with my bank account very, very full.
Yeah, true.
You do look amazing in Roman sandals.
You
generally, I imagine you take the idea and then you're like, okay, now let's set it on fire, you know, to take it to the next level.
Well, you know what? No, that's so funny because when I did the America's Got Talent, the champions, it was the top 50 acts from around the world all competing over the last 15 years, the best of the best. And that's exactly what happened. I was basically talking about Jesus. I was actually on a spinning wheel, kind of on this crucifix, with these arrows being shot at me and crossbows. But then, to what you were saying, at the very end, we were like, how can we make this better? And we legitimately said, let's set it on fire. that's what we did.
If you have friends that come over and they're like, oh, we'll go downstairs and, you know, we'll get some beers from the second fridge. And then they see all of, like, you know, the rope and pulley systems and everything. And it's kind of like, oh, do you have to do a lot of explaining at your house?
Well, not at my house. I've actually got a studio where we rehearse everything. We put everything together. Yeah, it's a little like a laboratory, a little factory. But what does happen is when you're traveling international, I'm going to Malaysia next in 2 weeks. And I've been Singapore. Yeah, when you're going to customs, and I've got straight jackets, handcuffs, the girls wear these latex outfits.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, people kind of go, are you really a magician, or is there something else going on here? Yeah.
No judgment either. You know, we're a judgment-free show. Mm.
That's nice.
Because I imagine at your place too, there'd be a lot of, don't sit there, or don't open that door.
So that is actually true, because not everything is as it appears.
Yeah,
a table's not really a table sometimes, or, you know, exactly.
But a few of the mates come round and, like, you've got none of the trick stuff out, and it's going, they're like, well, he's a little dull. Yeah. Like, come on. I'm not expecting to fall through the floor.
Yeah, that happens too, because people always say, you know, can you show me a trick? Can you show? And when you don't, and I don't, you know, I keep it on stage, to be perfectly honest. But when I don't, you're right, I'm a big disappointment. People are like, oh.
It would be dangerous too, because if you are cooking and all of a sudden the kitchen's on fire, everyone's like, yay!
Yeah, I think this is part of
like, I need help!
And I'm like, that's not a trick. Yeah, exactly.
Amazing. Look, you are Australia's most successful magician, illusionist and escape artist. All round nice guy too, Cosentino. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. We're very excited for Decennium. It's happening on the 2nd of March, the day after my birthday. I appreciate that. I also note that you're ending the tour in Wagga Wagga. I have just stayed in Wagga Wagga, so if you need any tips on places to go, things to do there, it's a really short list, but I will share that with you.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate your support. You've always been wonderful, and cannot wait to see you all at the show.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Hey, just quickly, Log, I saw something on socials on the weekend. It involves Lingy.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'm not on social media.
You know, Lingy didn't see it.
Yes.
What happened?
Someone's birthday. Do you have a big birthday party? I thought Dodsy's 40th wasn't for a couple
Dodsy
of weeks.
Did Dodsy put that on social media?
I saw this too. Yeah, you never told me you had big weekend plans.
Did you really put it on social media? Mm.
So the photo I saw
yep.
was yourself, the boys, Dodsy at the table, and someone at the head of the table.
Looking like he'd had quite a few.
Oh, yeah. Big weekend. We're talking about Big Teddy's birthday.
Mm. Mm.
Oh, God. Sometimes you've just got to be patient as a parent and just roll with it.
Yeah,
sure. That was my weekend. So Jed, our youngest, decided out of the blue that it was his favourite Teddy. He does love Big Teddy. Big Teddy's birthday.
Yeah.
I'm like, cool, have some fun. Like, have his little Teddy friends around and sit there and do whatever. That's cool. Imaginative play. Brilliant. No, old pushover Dodsy, old cave into anything Jed wants Dodsy, has gone and turned it into a bigger birthday party than most human beings would have.
Not bigger than Dodsy's 40.
No, nothing will top that.
Huge. Catered.
Yeah. We're talking an ice cream cake. Yes, thank you. A present, pass a parcel.
Yeah.
Lollies, chips, party pies, sausage rolls, hot dogs, everything. And I had to sit there and just like smile and like, this is cool, isn't it?
Well, did you notice in the photo, Tom, it was kind of one of those paintings at a haunted house where the eyes, it's like no matter where you move, the eyes are burning into you.
Yeah.
That's what I felt about Cameron Lynn.
Mm, yeah. I'm glad you felt it. That's what I felt.
Yeah, and it was the jaw for the smile. that was the bold.
How would you have acted?
I would have played along to a certain point, but I'm not going and buying ice cream cake.
Thank you. I mean, by the way, ice cream cake is delicious and I ate my fair share of it.
Yeah.
But thank you.
No,
too far.
You can't say anything if you're going to eat the cake and the hot dogs.
No, that Sunday night I said to Dodsy, like, you've got, at some point you've got to stop caving into his requests. And she's, oh, but he's so cute. He's my little baby.
She needs another child. You need to have another.
No,
baby.
We've buddy go got on. One. Big Teddy just had his birthday.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
When you were away, Tom, Lingy and I utilised the show for our own reasons, as we all do. We're all guilty of this.
Occasionally.
That's fair.
Because I wanted to ask you a favour.
Okay.
But then I was a bit worried to ask you for a favour.
You shouldn't have been.
Yeah. So we took it to the phones anyway. Here's what happened. Mel from Lara. Can I ask Tom for a favour? That favour being picking up an extra large dog crate for me because I've picked up four of his basketball jerseys for him in the past.
Okay.
Absolutely. They fold down. So if he starts whinging and bitching that, oh my God, it's not going to fit in my little car. Well, toughen up, Tommy. Christ. It's probably just around the bloody corner from your house. Like, you don't walk around the street.
Yes,
oh,
Mel.
Oh my God.
The best impersonation of Tommy I've ever heard.
Oh yeah, 100%. Now,
I hate everything about that.
I know. She came at you hard.
Yeah.
And we lost.
Thanks for the sort of the Lara sort of allegiance there.
I know.
Looking after our own.
So after hearing that, your face looked like you had some thought because you went, oh, yeah.
Yeah, you were ready to fight back, weren't you?
Okay, well, the first lie is that you've picked up four things for me. You've absolutely not picked up four.
How many?
Two.
Really?
Two jerseys.
Okay, so I would say at least.
There was a jumper. There was a jumper and a jersey. There was the Joel Embiid Philadelphia 76ers and jersey.
And Giannis?
No, you never picked
up.
No.
Yes, I did a blue one. 100%.
No, that was the Joel Embiid one. The green one? Yeah.
The green was the Milwaukee Bucks hoodie.
Yes.
My Giannis was Bowden from Thailand.
Oh, he's got minions everywhere.
See how far he travelled for me?
He does.
He's a good soldier. He travelled so far for me.
What about the one where she had to sit out the front of the place?
This was the Joel Embiid one, and that was not. I tried to sort that out as quickly as possible, but
mate,
that's two.
Every time she doubled it, four.
Never.
I never said
once,
four. I
not
said
four.
Two, and Lingy said, I think it's four. And I said, you're right, Lingy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seems like you're talking about them all the time.
Yeah. And every time there is something south of the border. The border being this street,
yes.
It's on your way home. You reckon you can? Fine, and I've been happy to do it.
On your way home to Ocean Grove via Forest,
yeah.
Could you pick up a single?
Oh, there's
for
been
me?
A couple of that. Oh, it's on your way home via Port Arlington. Okay, well,
oh,
it's
mate,
kind
the
of.
Ballerina
I mean,
is all,
technically
I mean.
It is, but it's not. So in that case. What say you to, you know, we've been doing this thing mutually. However, I'm yet to ask you for anything.
Mm.
So can you go and pick up an extra large dog cage for me?
What side of the tracks is it in Lara?
It's your tracks.
In Lara.
What side of the tracks?
Well, I don't know until I, you know, when they don't give you the address until it's.
Hang on.
My mum won't let me go the wrong side of the tracks.
You can't separate Lara into sections.
Thomas.
It's in Lara.
Literally,
go and pick it up for us.
Literally two sides of the track.
Thomas.
Pick it up.
Will you go and
pick
up?
Yeah, sure. All right.
No, with a smiley, happy face, enthusiasm.
If I get attacked by a really big dog because it's not in its cage, because I'm taking its cage, I'm going to be really disappointed in you.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
So, Carly and my wife, she's quite the runner.
Mm-hmm.
And she's training for her first half marathon.
Super
fantastic.
Cool.
Fantastic. When's that happening?
She's going to do it start of December.
Cool.
Up the highway there. On the way there, I mean, she's doing the 10K run for Geelong as well. 12th of November, that one is. But that she does sort of those runs anyway. She does like 12, 13, 14. But she's not quite ever done the 21
kilometres.
21.1. Cool.
Exactly.
Or certainly when I say not ever, maybe like not in... not. Sort of in the last five or so years. Anyway, so looking forward to doing that. And as part of her training, you know, sort of we had this holiday that we went on and sort of was a bit of a big blowout and we had had lots of food and drinks and stuff and Hunter Valley, I mean, a perfect place for it. But now that we're back, she's now on a no drinking train until the half marathon. So for all of November, essentially, she's not drinking. Now, I don't know if you remember last October... I bucked my usual drunktober trend that I do, and then I raise money for people to pay for my Ubers around, and I just stay drunk for the whole month.
Yes, please drink responsibly.
Last year, I didn't drink for almost all of October. To the 28th, to our anniversary, I didn't drink.
Yeah, that wasn't that the month where it was like, I'm not going to drink for the whole month, but I'm going to like pick seven random like...
No,
get
that
out
wasn't.
Of jail.
It's been a hard
Free
Thursday afternoon.
Yeah.
The sun's out.
Yeah.
Don't be like that. It wasn't.
No, we
like
were very
that.
Proud of you.
Thank you.
We both didn't think you could do it.
No.
And you did.
And I did. And so I, after I'd done that, I was like, that wasn't that bad. I would like to do that again next year. And sort of now we're getting to the end of next year and I've not done it again.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking maybe I get on the train. And
in
I,
November?
I do the November, because I'm not going to do it in December, obviously.
No, why? Obviously. So you and Carly are both going to not drink in November.
Correct. However.
No, get out of jail.
Hang on.
None.
So what I've got is, I've got a wedding on the 10th.
Yeah.
And then the day after that, I've got a 40th to go to.
And which we're both invited and have been told it's fully catered.
I've just
and that
been
means
told,
the liquids
yes.
as well.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm hearing I don't have to buy some ridiculous craft beer for
I tried
Tom.
To say that to you anyway. You don't have to provide beers for me. But
I definitely don't now because you're not drinking in November.
Soda water do you want?
The wedding in Canberra. And the wedding in Canberra. Come on, man. I'm going to have to drink. To get through that, gonna have to drink.
No, Canberra's great.
And I've been to a wedding sober; it's fine. Once the dancing starts,
I went to that one grand final weekend, but because I drove home. But so the wedding on the 10th.
No, you drank though. You had a couple of drinks.
I had one beer in between.
Okay,
the
so that's drinking.
That
see?
Was that's absolutely.
Is this your
dry,
logic?
It's as dry as it gets.
Oh, okay.
No. So come on, let me finish. So then on the 17th, I think it's a Friday, I've got a very dear friend and his wife are renewing their vows.
Are you taking that day off?
They eloped. No.
Okay, good. Okay. Yeah.
So that's 3 days. Yep.
So what
going.
If I am?
Well, I'm just like.
Just very, those eyes were like very like.
Keep going.
Are you going to tell me? Are you going to tell me?
3 days out
so
of.
So there's 3 days. So you've got two weddings and a 40th.
Yeah.
So that's 10% of the month.
No, I don't think that's maths. I don't think
that's maths. Yeah, that doesn't sound maths. Oh, no, it is maths.
3 days
three
of 30. Out of
30. Oh, it is 10%. Ooh,
no,
Tom.
I don't think so. So can I still say that I'm not drinking for November?
No.
If I have those three get-out-of-jail cards?
It's just three. And then if it's sunny, days. You know, on a Thursday. Yeah.
10% becomes 20%.
All
no, of
a sudden,
you know,
it's I've
got normal
good willpower,
month.
Guys.
No. I'm happy for you to not drink at that 40th you're going to.
Okay. Well,
save me $27 a damn, stubby I have to buy for
I'd
you.
I'd love to say, geez, well, maybe I just won't come then, but he'll be like, great.
Tom, Lingy and Rocky. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.